Hi there, this is Monica Reinagle, the Nutrition Diva, here with your quick and dirty tips for eating well and feeling fabulous. Welcome. So the question for today is, could the Chinese thunder god vine be a cure-all for obesity? That was the headline of a recent news story about a Harvard University study on a Chinese herb called the thunder god vine. Mice who were given an extract from this herb lost their appetite. And as a result, they started eating a lot less, and they lost a lot of weight. Researchers speculate that if this extract had a similar effect in humans, it could be a powerful weapon against obesity. Except for one thing. Hunger is not the only reason we eat. Sure, we sometimes eat because we're hungry, but we also eat when we're bored, stressed, or tempted by appealing food, even when we aren't hungry at all. In fact, I suspect that most of the calories responsible for excess weight are consumed when we're not actually hungry. And that's why I don't think that a drug or an herb that reduces our appetite is necessarily going to lead to massive weight loss. At best, it would make things a bit easier for people who are already resolved to restrict their food intake regardless of their desire to eat. If committed dieters experience less hunger, they may well find it easier to stick to their plan. But absent the plan and that commitment, I can't see a drug like that making a big difference for those who are struggling to lose weight. Look, if you're trying to cut calories, doesn't it make sense to start with the ones that you eat when you're not hungry? Today, I want to highlight some of the most common reasons people eat when they're not hungry and how to inoculate yourself against these. The number one reason, boredom. Sometimes we eat because we just can't think of anything better to do. We turn to food as a source of stimulation or entertainment, regardless of our level of hunger. Procrastination, by the way, is a closely related trap. We eat because we're avoiding doing what we're supposed to be doing, like paying bills or writing that report. The antidote to boredom eating is to get yourself out of the kitchen and into some diverting activity, ideally something that ties up your hands. Give yourself a manicure, play frisbee with the dog or Wii with the kids, call a friend. If you notice that boredom eating tends to strike at predictable times, such as early evening or Saturday afternoon, sign up for some sort of regular activity during those times, a dance class, a massage, a knitting circle, or a choir rehearsal. And if you're using food to procrastinate, then it's probably pretty obvious what you should be doing instead. Another reason we eat when we're not hungry is simply we've gotten into the habit. If you frequently snack in front of the TV or computer, your brain will quickly start to associate those activities with food, triggering the impulse to eat regardless of your actual hunger level. Chances are you barely even notice what or how much you're eating because your mind is actually focused on something else. You need to break this association. Make the TV or the computer room a no-snacking zone. Chew a stick of gum while you're watching TV or working on the computer, whatever it takes. We also eat when we're not hungry simply because an opportunity to eat arises. You've probably heard that joke about the seafood diet. You know, whenever I see food, I eat it. Sometimes we eat simply because food crosses our path. We head into a meeting and there's a tray of muffins on the table. We walk into the kitchen and find a bag of chips on the counter. Or we're sitting on a plane and the flight attendant hands us a packet of cookies. Do we stop to think, am I actually hungry right now? Or do I even like this type of cookie? Nah, we just eat it. I call these calories of opportunity, and I've talked a lot more about how to inoculate yourself against them in my episodes, The Power of Planning, that's number 233, Why We Overeat, which is number 77, and episode number 266, Why Willpower Isn't Enough. And one last reason we eat, despite the fact that we're not actually hungry, sometimes we're just confronted with an irresistible temptation. And this one is perhaps the hardest one of all to combat. We're not hungry, and we know it, but something so delicious appears that we simply can't resist. Maybe it's a homemade dessert that we didn't see coming, or a loaf of bread still warm from the oven. Hungry or not, some things are just hard to say no to. But before you go for it, Ask yourself, am I truly going to enjoy this? I used to find donuts irresistible, for example. And then one day I realized that they never actually taste as good as I imagine that they will. I don't actually like donuts as much as I think I do. And having realized that, it's much easier for me to say no. You might also want to consider how often you have the opportunity to enjoy this particular treat. Even if I truly did enjoy donuts, there's a donut shop right next to the grocery store that I visit a couple of times a week. I can have them pretty much anytime. So there's really no excuse to eat one when I'm not hungry. My mother's rhubarb pie, on the other hand, that only comes around once a year when rhubarb is in season. And when something both scrumptious and rare crosses your path, it's almost impossible to say no. But maybe you can at least wait until you're hungry to enjoy it. I am not going to pass up mom's rhubarb pie, but if I'm already full from eating a big meal, I might save it to eat the next morning for breakfast when I'll actually be hungry. Do you struggle with boredom eating or calories of opportunity? I'd love to know what your most effective strategies have been. Share them on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page. And for those who are just hungry all the time, check out my tips on how to eat less without feeling hungry. That's episode number 126. Thanks for listening this week. And remember to eat something good for me, but only if you're really hungry.